In his first week as acting director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, Mick Mulvaney said that President Trump put him in the position to, quote, protect people without trampling on capitalism. And one of Mulvaney's more controversial moves was revealed this week to strip the enforcement power from the CFPB's unit that pursues discrimination cases. Joining me to discuss the new tact of the CFPB is Washington Post reporter Renee Merle. So first tell us, what did the CFPB do, or what are they planning to do?
Well, right now you have Mick Mulvaney in as acting director, and he's trying to reform this agency and make it not as aggressive as it has been under its Democratic leadership. And so he's pulling back from some of the more aggressive actions that the CFPB has done over the last couple of years.
Okay, and specifically this division that he's restructuring used to do what?
The Office of Fair Lending was in charge of finding cases where minorities, blacks, Hispanics, or women were being charged more than whites. And they brought some big cases against both banks mm-hmm. and auto lenders, where they found that blacks and Hispanics were being charged more, a higher interest rate, which could amount to hundreds of dollars, and they brought some big cases in those circumstances.
So in those cases, the banks ended up paying millions
yes.
of dollars in fines.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, the banks ended up paying millions of dollars in fine, and the Ally Financial case, which is one of the more landmark cases in this area, they paid almost $100 million and were accused of charging, again, blacks and Hispanics more higher interest rates for auto loans.
So what happens to this particular group now if it moves under kind of the aegis or umbrella of the director's office?
It's basically going from career government leadership to political leadership. It's going to be in the director's office. It's going to do most of the same things, but it's not going to have the power to pursue cases or supervise companies. And, you know, with supervising companies, you're at the company day in, day out, and seeing if they're doing the right things. They're no longer going to have the power to do that. Instead, they're going to be doing things like education and coordination. And so it's just not going to have the same force that it has over the last 6 years.
So this is just one part of kind of a philosophical stance that Mick Mulvaney has taken. I mean, of how he wants to reform the CFPB in a different light.
So when Mick Mulvaney, before he became acting director, he was a Republican congressman, and at that time he called the CFPB a joke. He said he wished it didn't exist. He co-sponsored legislation that would have done away with the agency. Now he's at the head of the agency, and he does say, we're going to do whatever the law says CFPB should do, but they're obviously not going to be doing it in the same aggressive manner as they did before. Mick Mulvaney thinks that it should be more of a cooperation with the financial sector, that it's not about punishing them, it's about working with them.
So is there a solution that might work in the next 6 months or a year to try to balance this out? What does the CFPB kind of office, or what does the director's office say? Are they saying, don't be concerned about this, we will still do enforcement?
Yeah, they're definitely saying we're still going to do enforcement. They're actually saying that now that the Office of Fair Lending is in the director's office, it's closer to the top of the organization.
Mm.
Though, that means it's also a part of the political operation of this bureau, so it doesn't have the same powers to go after companies.
All right. Renee Merle of The Washington Post, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.